Whenever news breaks, you'll get it here first. The Andrew Carter Morning Show, CJAD 800.
And your old pal Tom Mulcair is here. Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning,
hey,
Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. Now is the time to change over from heating to cooling. Call your air conditioning specialists at Guaranteed Industries and Lennox. 514-342-3400. My phone is ringing right now. It says it's coming from Australia. Should I bother answering that? That must be a wrong number.
I think it's probably one of those things where they threaten you.
Well, really? I did get one that said I had to click on this.
This is the legal department.
Yeah, I had to click on this. Revenue Canada had some money for me. Okay,
I'm sure they did. I hope you took the money.
I forwarded it to my brother and I said, "Here, you can have a click on this. You can have my money." Okay, it's budget day in Quebec, and everyone wants to know: will there be a tax cut? And a lot of people want to know why would there be a tax cut at this point when we think everything seems so dire.
I think the short answer is yes, there's going to be a tax cut, and the reason there's going to be a tax cut is it's a key promise that Legault made during the last campaign, and he's not going to wear it. He's the type of guy who said, okay, we made the decision, perhaps prior to knowing how much inflation we were going to have, but at this stage of the game, he's going to give a tax cut. It's being criticized not only because of what you just said, that, you know, at this time, we probably need, the government needs the money, but it's also a tax cut that's going to benefit people who are on the higher end of the revenue spectrum. So somebody earning 100 grand is actually going to get close to $1,000 back. So that's not little, but again, a lot of the money that they were pushing out the door, the checks they were sending, were not going to that tranche of taxpayers. I would also say that our finance minister, Éric Girard, and Mr. Legault are looking at another Éric Duhaime, who likes breathing down their necks and reminding them, you guys said you were all going to be about good public administration and you were going to be able to cut taxes. You've done nothing of the kind, and now you're in your second term. So I think that they're keeping that in mind. So this is going to be a day, I think, for mostly investment in the healthcare sector. Another minister, Christian Dubé, is going to need some backing from the public as he goes strongly after the health department. I think that he's going to set up this agency in Montreal. If he does, it's a brilliant political move because you can't actually move the ministries out of Quebec City, but you could keep a skeleton ministry staff, you know, to keep the legal department there to prepare rules and regulations and things that go to the assembly. But I think that Dubé is the first person who's understood that you've just got to move away from that bureaucracy if you want anything to change. And Andrew, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So both of those things, the tax cut and a massive reinvestment in the healthcare sector.
Okay. Liberals float the possibility of making a motion on foreign interference a confidence vote. What would this mean for those of us who don't know parliamentary procedure?
Great question. And I think everybody should be paying attention to this one because it's sort of just sneaking in from the sidelines and it should be a top item, but there's a budget and there's a visit by Biden and we're maybe not paying as much attention as we should. What's a confidence motion? It is said if a government loses a confidence motion, the government has to resign and there's an election. What are some of the confidence motions? Well, anything to do with the budget is confidence. So we, unlike the Americans, they propose budgets, but there's not actually any spending on that budget until the thing is adopted. We have a different system. We have the British system. The minister stands in the House at 4 p.m. on budget day and says, here's the budget for the coming year. Immediately, that money can start to flow. It's assumed that it's going to be adopted. And if it's not, of course, the parliament is assumed to have lost confidence in the government. That's where the word comes from. And that loss of confidence leads to an election. A government can also say, this is a confidence issue. So this involves whether or not we're going to have a new committee struck by the opposition parties, chaired by a conservative, which is interesting, to look into foreign interference, Chinese government interference in Canadian elections, and bring in Katie Telford and some of the other people who have thus far been avoiding to have to appear in parliamentary committee. Yesterday, Mark Holland, who is the person in charge of parliamentary procedure for the Liberals, he's the person in the House who's called the leader, the House leader, he said, I could decide, meaning the Prime Minister, but I could decide that this is a confidence motion. It's not even on anybody's radar today, but in addition to the fact that it's Quebec budget day, this is actually quite huge. the vote is expected today, but other tricks could mean that it could get pushed off to later in the week when Biden is around. But if there is a vote on this today and they make a confidence, then it's up to either the Bloc Québécois or Jagmeet Singh's NDP to back the Liberals to avoid an election. Bloc leader Blanchette yesterday gave clear signals, no, I'm not going to vote for this thing. And so he's going to vote with the Conservatives against the Liberals, which means that it's up to Jagmeet Singh again. Is he going to have to wear this thing? Is he going to be humiliated and have to back the Liberals again? Well, he's got to deal with the Liberals saying he's going to back them on confidence motion. So stay tuned. It's not going to be good for Singh if he does have to back the Liberals on this, of course, because it goes way beyond the confidence deal that they made to get better dental care for kids and stuff like that. It's a huge issue, Andrew.
Well, that's the deal. Deal you make, you got to live with, right? Because it's not, it's never black and white.
Exactly. And you never know what's going to come down the pipe, including this.
Right. Okay. Trump says he expects to be arrested today, or at least indicted today. The stories that I've heard, there's the slim and very slim chance that he'll actually be arrested today. It might be indicted. This whole thing still puzzles me, too, at this point.
I'm with you there. Yeah, it's a really big day, this little Tuesday of ours. Budget Day in Quebec City, Confidence Day in Ottawa, and Trump Day. But of course, every day is a Trump Day in the United States. But this time there is something brewing. It goes all the way back to Trump's liaison with a porn star named Stormy Daniels, $130,000 US, so call it $200,000 Canadian, hush money paid to her because they didn't want this coming out at the time of the election. She had been trying to sell her story to the National Enquirer. What she didn't know was that the National Enquirer's owner was one of the best friends of Trump, who was doing everything he could to hide the story to help Trump. Then you get into a bunch of sketchy characters like Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and Michael Cohen's former lawyer, who was going to testify against his client because, he says, Michael Cohen has waived the privilege, the confidentiality that exists between a lawyer and a client. A big mess. That some of that was before the grand jury yesterday. Are they going to actually indict Trump? It's such a weak and bizarre case. It would be almost a shame that this became the one thing that he got indicted for, because there's so much more serious stuff, including seditious conspiracy and trying to bring down the U.S. government with a mob. You know, that's kind of important, a little even more important than a porn star. But apparently not in the United States, because you always got these prosecutors who, you know, these district attorneys who get elected to their jobs. They got to show that they're doing everything that people want. And people want to see Trump in handcuffs. So we'll see whether he does the perp walk. I think they'll try to avoid that after all. But they just might, as you say, indict him, and he'll be on to his next trial that he always seems to wiggle out of.
All right. Tom, you have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Take good care, Andrew.